You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck. I think Keith might be stopping by the studio a little bit later, but for right now, we're going to get moving on our show, and we have a few different areas that we want to uncover and talk about on today's show, as we're already a few weeks in, a month into the new year. It's amazing how time flies. But either way, one of the things we want to talk about, each and every year you have some things that change in the landscape with the Secure Act, with the all these different tax codes, and we always want to keep an eye on those things. But one of the things we wanted to bring, one of the guests we wanted to bring on the show is attorney Keith McManus, because we forget, even with all these changes that are important to talk about, we always forget, what are the main foundational reasons that you look into having an estate plan or look into having a trust, and how many different types of trusts are there? And we want to just educate you a little bit on those of you that are looking into estate planning, but want to know really what that entails and what are some of the benefits of building an estate plan. Later in the show, Matt and I are going to discuss a topic we called, what is real planning? Like, what are you doing from a planning standpoint within your retirement plan? And how much, what are you paying? How much are you paying in total fees between if you have an advisor, or even if you don't have an advisor? A lot of times you have different funds that you own that can also be costly. So what are you paying, and what type of value are you receiving for that type of planning that you're receiving? Finally, during our weekly market report, we're going to give you some statistics on something that sounds boring: diversification. Everyone says diversify in a portfolio. We're going to show you some backup statistics on why that's so important and what that looks like in some good years and bad years. But back again, back to diversification. So we have a lot to talk about on today's show. Matt, how are you doing today? Everything okay?
Everything's great. I'm just I'm excited because the days are getting longer. You can feel it slowly but surely. So I just, you know, it's like that deep darkness of early January after Christmas, and you know, you're like, it's so cold and awful, and Pat's lost, and but I'm like, wait a second, you know, it's getting light out now. It's like 5:15, and you know, the sun is tilting back, or the earth is tilting back closer to the sun, so
you're
can feel it
half full compared to half empty.
Absolutely, we're heading in the right direction.
Got it. I like it. Well, basically, we read some articles in the last couple of weeks, and you had shared with a really good article for me. People always, there's so much advice that you can get on the radio, or you know, public dinner workshops, and all these things of ways for financial advisors that try to kind of pitch their what they do and share what they do. And one of the things I want that we talked about is like how we've built our company over the last, you know, 17 years since we started in 2003 is really, I told someone the other day, the best way I can explain it is most of our clients have between 1 to 5 million, right? Mm-hmm. Some have a lot more, some have less, a lot less, but the average client is in that range. And to me, unless you have like 50 million or 100 million, you're not getting the best service. There's like, you have, if you have a generational wealth, 50 million, 75 million, that those, you know, multiple millionaire, you're not getting full planning. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks that have 1 to 5 million, when they come in for the first time, most of them just have a pile of investments, right?
Yep.
But they're missing so many other areas that have to be considered when building a plan. And that's what we try to do at SHP Financial, is like, as best as we can, as close as we can, how do we give value to someone that has 1 to 5 million in that range, maybe a little more, maybe a little bit less? How do we give value as close as we can to someone who has 50 million or 100 million, and the type of value that they get in the investment world.
Well, and that's what's so, I mean, we do, whether it's income or investment, legacy planning, obviously we have the five areas, but I think the other reason that's so important, besides just the ethical, you know, reason of, you know, what everyone deserves, that type of comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
Everyone needs that comprehensive planning. But I think specifically too is the tax planning. And I say that because for people that are in the, you know, say 1 to 5 range and they're approaching retirement, more than likely is a majority of those assets are pre-tax dollars, you know, 401ks or IRAs, where everyone had always told them way back when to sock money into your IRAs and 401ks. But unfortunately, now you have this massive tax liability, you know, and so guys like us, we're saying, no, not, you're thinking about this all wrong. You know, it's not necessarily to defer everything. We need to somehow unwind that position. We need to take money out of those IRAs. And if you're not getting that good tax planning, if you're not taking advantage of how the systems are, you know, are currently, you know, sort of created, you know, they're either working for you or they're working against you. So here are all these people, 1 to 5, they weren't in the $50 million range. And they're the ones that, in my opinion, specifically when it comes to the income tax planning portion, they're the ones that need it the most.
And they deserve it. I mean, they've worked hard like all of us have to get to where they are, and they deserve a plan that looks at all areas. And so what we did that's a little bit different is most companies just do investment plans, right? I mean, when I say investment plans, if you have a financial advisor or if you're working or if you have a 401k account IRA, you know, you put money in and it goes up, it goes down, and that's like, all right, that's my lump sum, that's my nest egg, that's my retirement account, that's what I depend on. And so when you're thinking, hey, am I going to be okay? Are we going to be okay in retirement as we're getting close to that age, or if you already are there? Well, you're kind of backing, sometimes you're using that amount that you've saved as like, hey, that's going to be my amount to help me get through retirement. But if that's all you're focusing on, you're missing the boat. So at SHP Financial, we built out what's called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And it's a trademarked process. And really, we believe you have to have 5 key areas or 5 key plans built within an overall plan. So number one, an income plan. An income plan is just, it sounds simple, income, but where does your money come from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the biggest thing that you need to make sure you have money coming in each month, each year, so that you know that you have the confidence to do what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, and when we say income plan, it's just as much as an expense plan. Like,
yeah.
Well, how much do you pay? You know, how much is your health insurance? How much is your mortgage? How much are your taxes? How much are your, you know, charity? How much are your trips? You know, we need to know those numbers because we build them into our income plan.
And that's, so income plan is all income generation, expense analysis.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take Social Security?
Right.
Do you take a pension as a lump sum or an income stream? The list goes on. Then investment planning. That's what a lot of advisors do. We do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure your portfolio is balanced, allocated properly. The risk is where it's supposed to be. Like Matt mentioned, world number three, tax planning. Man, that's a huge advantage to having someone that can look at your taxes and understand, at least to a point where they can educate you on maybe how to save on taxes going forward, especially if most of your money is retirement. 4 is healthcare. The cost of healthcare is high and it looks like it's going up. What is the plan there? 5, we'll talk about this next segment, estate planning, legacy planning, trust planning, how to pass assets on to the next generation. That's a full plan. And Matt, I was thinking, think of if you just have a bunch of investments, that's like in your goal is to get to retirement. That's most people listening have investments,
mm-hmm.
goal to, with those investments, get to retirement.
Yeah.
Well, that's like having a car and your goal is to get to California. But it's all you have is a car and that's the whole plan.
Because mm-hmm.
the vehicle is the investments. The vehicle
right.
is the car.
Yeah.
But unless you have a GPS, a map, mapping out where to stop for gas, where to stay at hotels, you have to map this whole thing out so that when you can get to your destination. Just having the car is not going to help you. Just having the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds is not a plan.
Well, and I think it's also, and sometimes we talk about this too, or just about your purpose-driven investments. Like, why do you have this and why do you have that? I mean, sometimes we talk about it at our events about, you know, like the junk drawer. You know, people will come in, they'll be like, oh, a little bit of stuff here, a little bit of stuff here, and you know, I don't know what it's supposed to do, and kind of I know it goes in the car, but that's about it. And so we're more about having a purpose to each particular investment that matches. If you want to get to California, we're going to show you how to get there step by step.
And hopefully that shows you how we've been doing this for about 17 years. I'm sorry, this September will be 17 years. But this is what we do. We're happy to help you. And what I'd urge you to do is go to our website. You can book a visit to sit down with us. That's how we do it. There's no charge. That's the best thing to do, is to book a visit. We have offices in Plymouth, Hyannis, Westboro, Woburn, as well as Braintree. So whatever is convenient. But before you do, go to our website, which is shpfinancial.com. There's a lot of really good content there. past radio shows, information on when to take Social Security, market volatility, tax planning, all the things we're talking about. There's good information there. So go to shpfinancial.com, get some good information that you can help educate yourself with, and then book a visit to come see us at one of our offices. Again, shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus to discuss some of the benefits of setting up an estate plan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Does your plan for retirement incorporate a tax-efficient strategy? Because we think it should. Join SHP Financial at our upcoming educational event with renowned author David McKnight, known for his best-selling book, The Power of Zero. David has helped with thousands of Americans on the road to the 0% tax bracket for more than two decades. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com to reserve your seat at SHP Financial's special educational event on Wednesday, February 12th at 6 p.m. at the Marriott Boston in Quincy. With the new SECURE Act recently being signed into law and a changing political climate, it's crucial for you to understand how your future retirement and tax situation may be impacted. Now is the time to find out. Join SHP Financial and David McKnight on February 12th in Quincy. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com today to register.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically pinpoints your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a precise way to measure your exact comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Text SHP to 21000 to find out your risk number today. You'll be sent a quick 5-minute questionnaire and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path to your financial goals. Put this advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we are here for this segment to discuss the four major benefits to setting up a trust. And not just any trust, but you have to make sure you have the right trust for your situation. As part of our five-step process here at SHP Financial, one of the areas we talk to our clients about that's often missed with a lot of financial planners and advisory services out there is the estate planning or legacy planning piece. You could be the best advisor in the world, but if you're leaving a huge estate tax on the table, as one of the benefits we'll cover, you're missing the boat. You're missing that benefit. So first, I want to welcome attorney Keith McManus to the show from McManus Estate Planning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Can't complain. No one's listening anyways, and no one cares about my complaints, as always. You know, we talk about the three of us, myself, Keith, and Matt, Keith Ellis, and our staff. We sit down with a lot of folks that come in, and they ask us about a trust, but they don't really know the benefits, or they think maybe there might be only one benefit to them, and they think that, and I've seen a lot of trusts out there, and so have you, I'm sure, that don't really work the way they think they're going to work. So I know when just discussing with you and working with you over the years, for your trust that you set up for clients of ours and clients of your own, there's four major benefits. Let's just get into number one, which is probate avoidance.
Yes, absolutely, Derek. So one of the comments you made first is absolutely worth underscoring. Not all trusts are alike. Not all trusts are going to do everything you think. So trust should be really a custom-made document. Probate avoidance is absolutely the most common goal of people who set up trusts, but it's only one of several goals that should be accomplished and looked at. Probate avoidance is simply the process of avoiding court-based litigation or filings or hiring legal counsel after someone dies, just to simply move assets.
Now, it can be a public thing, right?
Probate court is completely, in the sense that you could go into a probate court, you could get a copy of someone's will, you could see everything and who's getting what inside that document. avoiding that process, avoiding having to retain probate settlement counsel or having to avoid hire attorneys and paying them hourly after someone dies when people are grieving, I think that's a good thing to do, is to avoid.
Agreed. And you might be able to do it with your individual retirement accounts, 401ks, by adding a beneficiary, which does avoid probate. But more importantly, we're talking about properties, houses. Unless you have a trust, chances are that asset's going to go through probate. So benefit number one of setting up the proper trust is avoiding probate, which is a common one. People think that's where it ends.
Right.
So let's go to step number two, which would be the estate taxes,
right,
in Massachusetts specifically.
Absolutely, Derek. So there's two potential estate taxes that clients can face. One is a federal estate tax administered by the Internal Revenue Service. The other is the Massachusetts Department of Revenue tax here in Massachusetts. Both have to be examined. These are both some pretty significant taxes, and people can lose a good portion of the wealth that they've accumulated their life to these estate taxes, also known as, you know, death taxes or transfer taxes. Trusts, if they're drafted right, and again, you can never assume that a trust you already have does any of this, but trusts that are drafted right are going to have tax provisions in it that are current and use the proper formulas. So it's funny that even sometimes people who've set up trusts that have estate tax language in there, but they set it up a while ago, sometimes the formulas have changed.
Sure.
And the recommendations have changed. So sometimes you see a client, they say, hey, here's my estate tax plan, and an attorney drafted it knowing about the estate tax, but the formulas are completely different.
Yeah.
Being able to minimize your exposure to the estate taxes, both federal and state, are saving a pretty significant percentage of the estate to go to your loved ones. Massachusetts, the estate tax goes up to 16% of the entire estate.
Yeah.
Now, it's only, I should say, for estates that have a net value of more than $1 million. But once you're past that $1 million mark, the entire estate is taxed.
And it may be able to be cured with the proper trust or some of it.
Absolutely.
Because that $1 million can add up quick with properties or IRAs, different accounts that you have. It goes up, it goes quick.
It could. Even the death benefit of a life insurance policy counts toward that. So some people don't say, hey, I don't have $1 million in a checking account or something, but you might have a death benefit of life insurance policies, values of real estate, retirement accounts, and so forth. Valuables, vehicles, tangibles, all that adds together. And we don't use the dates of today, you know. So for people that are alive and we're doing planning, we also want to try and project.
Good point.
What's their net worth going to be when they pass away?
Yep. And that's what we do with our planning. And that's why the five steps of the process that here at SHP Financial, which are our, it's called the retirement roadmap, income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare, and legacy planning. That's why it's so crucial. We could be the best advisor in the world and make you an extra 1% per year, but if we're leaving your heirs a $200,000 tax bill, what good is our advisory services?
I agree completely.
So you want to have that full plan. So from a time standpoint, let's go right on to the benefit number three of setting up a proper trust. Mm-hmm. Number one was probate avoidance. Number two was estate tax potential minimization. Number three, capital gains step-ups.
Yeah, so the capital gains tax. Capital gains tax is a tax that people who are, you know, buying and flipping properties are often encountering. People selling second homes are encountering it. People, you know, liquidating portfolios that have grown over a large period of time. The capital gains is a difficult tax to explain on the radio, but it's a significant tax that many people end up having to pay when they're selling an asset that's appreciated over time. So generally speaking, that capital gains tax rate's a federal rate of 23.8% for most of us. And then there's a state capital gains rate that's added to that. So just for purposes of casual conversation, yeah, you could say between 25-30% of the gain could disappear if you don't do the right planning. Now, the problem is with capital gains taxes, many people try this do-it-yourself estate planning, or they go to an estate planning attorney that's not familiar with taxation. And sometimes they get bad advice to simply add children to deeds of houses, or, you know, just put kids on an investment account or something. When you make a gift like that, you're also gifting that recipient your cost basis in the asset. So people that put their kids' names on a house that they've owned for 50 years, those children now have the cost basis that the parents had.
Yeah.
Back 50 years ago.
That's tough.
It's unbelievable. Now, if the children go ahead and sell that house, they're going to be paying an enormous capital gains tax. Did you know that with the right kind of trust, we can adjust the cost basis of many assets upon death?
So we might not have time, a lot of time for this one. If we can just go through it. Benefit number one, probate avoidance. Benefit number two, estate tax preservation. Benefit number three, capital gains, step up potential. Absolutely. Benefit number four, asset protection.
Yes, that's one of the biggies too, Zarek. So probably the most overlooked aspect of trusts and estate planning that I've seen in 20 years of doing this is when people fail to plan to protect someone's inheritance when it gets to them. In other words, what you see in most estate plans are called outright distributions. They just take the assets from the parents or whomever and push it right into the name and social security number of their loved ones or their beneficiaries with no protection at all.
Yeah.
Did you know that if someone does that, the very next day, those children that just received their inheritance, what if they get sued or divorced? What if there's a bankruptcy or a criminal or a civil complaint against them? They're going to lose that. The money could go right in their left pocket, right out the right pocket. So protecting the wealth in the form of a trust that's drafted specific for this. Again, please do not assume any trust that you've already got do any of this. You need to have them reviewed. That's very, very important.
Next up, myself and Matthew Peck, we're going to discuss something that's so important. And we always talk about the importance of building a plan, but what does that mean? What does real plan mean? Like, what does real planning mean in your situation? What encompasses a true financial plan, especially if you're in or getting ready to retire? We're going to discuss in full detail right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Does your plan for retirement incorporate a tax-efficient strategy? Because we think it should. Join SHP Financial at our upcoming educational event with renowned author David McKnight, known for his best-selling book, The Power of Zero. David has helped with thousands of Americans on the road to the 0% tax bracket for more than two decades. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com to reserve your seat at SHP Financial's special educational event on Wednesday, February 12th at 6 p.m. at the Marriott Boston in Quincy. With the new SECURE Act recently being signed into law and a changing political climate, it's crucial for you to understand how your future retirement and tax situation may be impacted. Now is the time to find out. Join SHP Financial and David McKnight on February 12th in Quincy. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com today to register.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod and Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not attend an SHP Financial complimentary dinner workshop? There's one coming up Thursday, February 6th at 6 p.m. at Ocean Edge Resort in Brewster. Space is limited, so call now to reserve your seat today, 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to register for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Thursday, February 6th at 6 p.m. at Ocean Edge Resort in Brewster. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. Investment advisory services are offered through SHP Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. No statements made shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this segment, Matt and I are going to go through the evolution of planning, the evolution of what financial planning is and where it's come from. And also, we're going to try to figure out what level of planning, for those of you listening right now, where are you at? There's really three main levels of planning, from basic to moderate to advanced planning. And Vanguard did a great study on this in the last year or two. And we're going to find out what category you're in, and should you, are you getting enough value for what you're paying based on the advisor that you have, or maybe the fees that you're paying within mutual funds, or maybe a combination of both. But I wanted to step back, and I think at SHP Financial, as you know, we've been doing this since 2003. And I know if I asked Matt about this off the air, he would decline to talk about it because he's going to be humble about it. But we always think it's important when you're dealing with professionals. There was a study that said 86% of high net worth investors stated that it's very important that their advisor meets a rigorous set of standards to be certified on. And so, you know, we have a few certified financial planners in this office. Matt's a certified financial planner. And then what he also did is, you just, in the last 6 months or so,
that's right,
you received your CIMA, what's called the CIMA, Certified Investment Management Analyst. And I was reading, Matt, because I know he would never tell me this, I was reading through the online stuff, and it says it talks about the average time commitment to take this test, and how like fewer than 4 out of 10 candidates who start the program successfully pass all the requirements. So I just want to say congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I do not have my CIMA.
Right. I would not.
I know you'd be like, we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, right.
If I brought it up in the off air, you'd be like, we don't need to talk about it.
But yeah.
Because he didn't give me a chance, I'm going to bring it up and congratulate him.
Oh, but thank you.
I think it's important because as we're talking, Matt, about planning, right? And we've been doing this for more than 17 years, but we started this company 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to provide a different level of advice. Most of our clients, like we said a few segments ago, have between 1 and 5 million. Mm-hmm. Now, some have less and some have more. But if you looked at 80% of our client base, it's probably in that range, right? Mm-hmm. And so for those listening that fall in that category of that type of investments, we want to make sure that you're not missing anything, that your plan is not incomplete. Because a lot of times folks come into our office, they're paying a certain percentage of money or a certain dollar amount to have either the investments they have, mm-hmm, or the financial advising team they have, or a combination of both. And a lot of times, it's not that their advisor or their investments are doing a bad job, but a lot of times their plan is incomplete.
Yep.
Meaning they have a few, if there's a list of 20 things, they maybe have 3 or 5 of them covered and they have investments covered. But there's so many other areas when it comes to planning that you have to think about. And Vanguard put a good study out. If you want to talk maybe a little bit about what the findings were, because I think that this study really reflects of how we try to run our business.
Well, and I think what we really wanted to sort of dedicate this sort of episode, or you know, whatever you want to call it, show towards, was, you know, that it never, honestly, Derek, it never ceases to amaze me that, you know, that we're still sort of ahead of the game, if you will, in a sense that, you know, it was always, I wouldn't say obvious, but we always knew in our heart that, okay, we had to make sure that we were doing, you know, going over and above, you know, not just providing, hey, buy this stock, do this mutual fund or whatever. We need to do that, but we need to figure out what their income goals are and what's their retirement like and what's important to them. And same idea with tax planning, like, okay, what's the source of each one of these funds? And
what do we take from first?
Right. And then talk about healthcare and help walk them through Medicare and the pre, you know, 65 world. And obviously, you know, with Attorney McManus, who was on last segment, as yep, well as a number of our other partners, you know, making sure that people have an estate plan. I mean, they said maybe it just sounds sort of arrogant to a certain extent, because we're like, oh, isn't that obvious that you would do that on your behalf? But what happened was, and what kind of started us down the road, was that in 2018, so about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, you know, Vanguard did a study, and they were asking, you know, advisors, like what proportion of clients that you've actually created a formal written plan for? And it was still a coin flip, you know, for people that were in the $100,000 to $1 million range. So for people, let's say on average, let's say $750 or $1 million, still people that had advisors, you know, people that were paying for fees, that were paying for advice. And literally it's a coin flip about whether or not you just have a basic document, you know, you just have a basic, you know, your goals at least put on paper, and you know your spending kind of, you know, listed down, and how kind of things all kind of, you know, relate to each other. And, you know, as of, again, November of 18, it was still a coin flip that, that people were getting this. And so
what about folks who had 1 to 5 million?
So 1 to 5 had about the 65% in that range. I'll kind of go into the, you know, high net worth clients, and they all have these different categories. But even then, I can't say that every single person that ever came in, you know, because we've been doing this for so long. But at least since we've established our retirement roadmap process, that is, I'm not saying the first thing you get, because we have to obviously have to figure out what it is that you want. Yeah. But all of our modern clients, anyone that picks up the phone and responds either to our the radio show or the podcast or our events, they're not leaving here. They're not leaving the planning process until they have a written plan, which incorporates all five areas.
Well, I imagine, like, and to me, this is where, not like you mentioned earlier, you don't want to sound rude, but I think like people deserve better. And you think about these folks that have worked all their life to accumulate a certain amount of assets, and that's their nest egg. That's their life savings. That's what they're going to use for retirement. And imagine doing all that, but then you don't have a written plan. Mm-hmm. You don't have a place you can go. Like with us, our clients get a written plan, and they have a portal that they log into that can show them the direction of where their plan is headed. It shows them all their assets in one spot, as well as what their goals are. Are they on track? Are they off track? Do we have to make adjustments? Do we have to work another year, or can we retire 2 years less than we expected to? The major thing a written plan does, in my opinion, Matt, when we go through all the legalese and verbalese or whatever you want to call it, most people just want to know that they're going to be okay, and that if they're paying for advice, some people are paying for just owning a bunch of mutual funds in their 401k and they're getting
pretty much.
And if you're paying money in some way, shape or form, you deserve a plan, or you deserve a team that works behind you that isn't just selling you an annuity, a stock, a bond, a mutual fund. Mm-hmm. And yes, we can do all that, but it's more taking it to the next level of like, and I'm sure Matt's going to talk about this later, but, you know, really dictating, you know, where your income's going to come from. What accounts will it come from first? Where will you draw from down the road? What are the tax ramifications? Can we do anything to save on taxes? Healthcare decisions, estate planning, taxes, the whole nine yards. And that's what it's about, is really having a plan that looks at all areas of retirement. Most folks have a partial plan. And like you mentioned, 50 to 60% of folks with, you know, 500,000 to 5 million or whatever, don't even have a written plan.
Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, you know, because that's sort of what got us digging into this. And so things really hinge on this whole investment planning, because I'm not sure how many people realize companies like Robinhood and some of these other companies that are sort of like robo-advisors. And so they'll automatically rebalance. You know, they'll sort of make recommendations based on your age as to what portfolio you should have. So that's almost being fully automated. But a robot's not going to tell you, okay, what's the difference between spending this and spending that? That, and will that bring you happiness?
Yeah.
You know, and that's really where it starts to sort of, that's like the inflection point where, okay, if you are paying, make sure you're getting these rebalances, because if not, a robot can do that. but make sure that you're getting, you know, the fancy term is, you know, behavioral coaching. But think of it, you know, make sure you're getting advising or coaching. Like, okay, what happens if you do this? And, you know, again, will that make you happy? Retiring here or retiring in a year from now, is that going to make you happy? I mean, what brings you joy in life? You know, is it family? Is it faith? Is it travel? And so, you know, and how does that affect his spending? And then you go to the next level, and we talk about it all the time, and we talk about things like, you know, estate planning with Attorney McManus, insurance planning, you know, which is, you know, making sure that you have enough life insurance to cover debts or even to cover the Massachusetts estate tax through an irrevocable life insurance trust. I mean, you have all these really sort of advanced planning and obviously accounting and tax services. So, you know, once you need to get, if you're paying for fees or you're paying an advisor, you need to get so much more than just investment planning, because all that stuff you can do it pretty much on the cheap. On the rest of the stuff, you need someone that's trusted, that's worked in this business, and that has a team of professionals around you.
Yeah, you can't overstate it, Matt, what you just talked about in terms of like the level one. You might just have some portfolio advice and someone tells you where to put your money and invest, and you see them once a year, and or maybe you don't see them once a year, and you made money in the market, so you feel good. But that's level one. Level two is doing a little bit more when it comes to rebalancing, managing the portfolio, providing a little more guidance. And level three is really doing all of that, plus making sure you're having a coordinated plan when it comes to tax planning, when it comes to healthcare decisions, when it comes to estate planning, bringing in the right attorney and getting attorneys involved, all that, that's a full plan. I know I mentioned this last earlier in the show, but you know, having investments, most people have an investments and they have a goal of getting to retirement. And that's like having a car and having a goal to get to California. But you need a roadmap, right? You need a roadmap on what pitfalls to avoid. Maybe there's some danger spots and bad weather that you have to go around certain areas on the way to, on the way there. You know, where do you stop to eat? Where do you stop to get to rest along this trip? And at the end of the day, if you do it successfully and have a coach, you end up in California and you're happy. Just like when you're retired and you have these goals, having investments is great, but how do we get you to retirement and through retirement? How do you know that you're going to be okay? Well, that involves a lot more than just a pile of a junk drawer of investments. It involves planning. And that's what we're here to do, folks. And I'd recommend, you know, just take us up on the offer for one of our team. We are a team here at SHP Financial. We can meet with you at one of our offices, but take the first step and get a retirement roadmap review to see, where do you stand? Are you going to be okay? Is a second opinion warranted? Do you maybe have a plan, but it's incomplete? And see what we can do to help you as you continue this voyage of getting to and through retirement. So our number to call right now is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Go to our website too. You can book a visit right online and get a ton of good information at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to share some stats during our weekly market report on how important diversification is and what diversification and portfolios look like over the last couple of years. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically pinpoints your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a precise way to measure your exact comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Text SHP to 21000 to find out your risk number today.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
Each and every week, we have our weekly market report, where myself, Matt, if Keith's here, we talk about different things related to the stock market. And Matt being, like I mentioned earlier, having his CIMA and his CFP certifications, we wanted to make sure we brought some good insight to some basic terms of investing. And diversification is one of those terms that you've heard probably 15,000 times in your life on any Finance 101 or anything you've looked at in the past on how to run a portfolio. But Matt, the old adage is true that diversification does work over the long run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you mentioned before, you don't always get the best of the best returns, but you never get the lowest of the lowest. And that's what it's all about in terms of having some predictability or some level of predictability throughout retirement and throughout your investment life.
No, it's so true. And I think that's why we wanted to kind of dedicate this segment to, you know, for the audience to remind them as to what diversification does for you and why it's so important. I think especially on years that, you know, the market goes up 30%, right? And everyone's talking about it. Well, they might not be talking about where it was or where it started last year and started on such a low. And when people are like, well, the markets did this and the portfolio only did that. And I sort of want to remind everybody that, you know, the idea of diversification. And so, you know, what that is that now we're buying all the different asset classes. You're buying the large companies, which are called large cap. You're buying the mid-sized companies. You're buying the small companies. You're buying international sort of developed, like, you know, Europe, but you're also buying, you know, funds that invest in Indonesia and in emerging markets. And you're doing bonds and the different types of bonds. I mean, the whole idea is to have a big basket of all the different asset classes so that some of them might be doing well in a given year and some are going to be underperforming in a given year, but you know, things always get flipped. And we have a great, you know, provided by J.P. Morgan. We call it our Skittles chart. But, you know, each year it says, okay, 05, who was the best? And 07, you know, which asset class was the best? And then, you know, kind of like in 2019, which was the best? And what was their annual rate of return? Then in between is sort of like this asset allocation where there's, or this, you know, diversified portfolio. And it just shows that, you know, here's this gray sort of block and it's never at the top. But most importantly, it's never at the bottom.
It's kind of like middle of the road.
Middle of the road. And it's just like a sort of a 60-40 or 60% stocks and 40% bonds portfolio. And so, like, for example, like last year, you know, everyone's like, oh, the market went up 30. And it's true. And then your diversified portfolios or the sort of like, you know, construction one has about 20%. So people are like, oh, the markets did this. And I only got 20%. But here's why you do it. Because in 2008, when that same large cap was off 40%, the asset allocation of the diversified portfolio was off 25%.
Yep.
So it's just, you're never first in a bull market, but more importantly, you're never first or you never last in a bear market. And
you can't predict what's going to do what, right? Because like wasn't in 2018, the leading out of all the asset classes, what was the number one asset class?
It was cash.
And in 2019, what was the worst performing asset class?
Cash.
So think about that, from worst to first. It's like the Red Sox of financial planning.
Well, I thought you were going to go more scripture in the sense of, you know, he who shall be last shall be first, and he shall be first shall be last.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I should have done that real well.
But it's true. I mean, it's just, I think we want people to remind everyone that, you know, the diversification is what's going to, you know, kind of, you know, get you through the good and the bad times and still get a good solid rate of return throughout. And so, yeah, you're not going to be, you know, hitting home runs every single time. But at this stage in your life, you know, what's more important, hitting a home run or just getting on base? I'll go back to the baseball one.
Yeah, you couldn't resist.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, that's the whole idea is just, you know, by diversifying, certain things are not going to be doing well, but that's the idea because they'll be doing well the next year. Yeah. That cycle will turn and they'll be okay. And what's great this year is going to be bad the next year and vice versa. But by having yourself spread out between all the different asset classes, by diversifying between all these different funds, you're just going to make sure that something will always be doing well for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that way going forward, you won't have these big highs, but most importantly, especially as you enter retirement, you won't have these big lows.
And we meet with clients sometimes for the first time. Let's say they hear us on the radio and come in, and they might have their whole 401k in like two or three positions. Like the whole thing might be in like two or three, and they might be all large cap funds.
Mm-hmm.
So which is great when it does well, but again, in a bad year, that could be really, really devastating.
Well, and not only that too, I mean, we see this all the time, and I'm sure people are going to be guilty of it, but sometimes when clients come from one particular company, they'll have all of that company's stock.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that it's a bad company, but it's like, look, if anything happens to that one company, I can't live and die how that one guy goes.
And when you're looking at risk and volatility in retirement, that's such a big thing. A lot of people in their portfolios, they want the protection, they want the downside. But when they come in, a lot of people listening right now think they might have one thing and their portfolio might be completely different. So a question, I'm going to kind of go through this story of like, you know, if you're listening, or I'll ask Matt too, were you a rebel back in high school? Like one of the kids who pulled pranks and didn't play by the rules? Or were you, I'm guessing Matt was a teacher's pet and a role model for other students.
I was a quiet rebel, but go ahead.
Regardless of which type of student you were back in high school, you probably didn't realize how much your risk tolerance determined your behavior. Whether you broke the rules or followed them, you were figuring out your own levels of risk tolerance. You were deciding what rewards were worth taking a chance on and what consequences were too dire to attempt. Your risk tolerance has probably changed over time as you had time. You obviously had to think more about yourself and you probably had more to lose. Like we have families and businesses, and no matter who you are, at some point or another, you come to learn your limits. You start to define your boundaries and gain a better understanding of how much you're willing to risk in order to get what you want. When it comes to retirement planning, risk can play a major role in determining whether or not you'll achieve your financial goals. An understanding of your risk tolerance is something both you and your financial advisor will need to determine for the investments that are most appropriate for you. As you go through the different stages of your life, your risk tolerance may change as well. And it's not uncommon to have a lower risk tolerance in retirement, like we've been talking about today, than what it may have been during your working years. It makes sense that you might not want to lose what you have when you aren't in position to replace it. So if you're not sure what your risk tolerance is, or more importantly, if your current investment strategy is not in line with your risk tolerance, maybe it's time to take some action. And we wanted to provide something easy and free to understand what your risk number is. Now, where should you be, and does your portfolio align? So if your current investment strategy is in line with your risk tolerance, like I said, if it's not, it may be or may not be in line, but how do we find out? Well, easy thing to do is to text SHP to 21,000 to take your free risk tolerance assessment and find out your particular risk number today. Again, text SHP, just the three letters, text SHP to the number 21,000, and you'll get your own risk tolerance assessment delivered straight to you. Like we mentioned before, folks, imagine at this stage of your life, our whole motto here at SHP Financial, maybe you're not a good fit. Because what we tell clients is we'd much rather you, we're okay eliminating some of the upside potential to eliminate a lot of the downside market potential. We're okay if you earn 20% in a year where the market's up 30. We don't want you to lose 40% in a year when the market's down 40, especially if you're near or close closing in or at retirement. So to get your guide again, to do this risk assessment, text SHP to 21,000 and you'll have this delivered straight to you very shortly. After the break, Matt and I are going to come back and leave you with our retirement roadmap recap for today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Did you know that most people's largest expense is their tax bill? Taxes are about a third or more of your total expenses. If you knew you could make a third more, what steps would you take? This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, inviting you to a very important event. We are hosting David McKnight, author of the best-selling book, The Power of Zero, for a retirement and tax minimization event on February 12th, designed to help educate you on what it takes to potentially reach the 0% tax bracket. Call 800-227-7777 or register online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we talked about a lot of different areas of retirement on this show, from estate planning to the value of real financial planning to how much risk you're taking in your portfolio. If you missed the show or you want to hear our past shows, subscribe to our podcast. Go to your podcast subscriber and just type in SHP Financial. You'll find our show. You can subscribe. And then every week or so, we put a new episode out and you can also hear our past shows as well. And there may be some topics that you might want to hear that pertain to you from our past shows. Also, early in the show, we talked about how important it is to know what your risk tolerance is and what your risk score is. Basically, how much volatility and how much risk potential do you have in your portfolio? And does it match up for where you are at your age? To get a free risk tolerance assessment, you can text SHP, just the three letters SHP, to the number 21,000. So that's an important part of planning, is finding out where you are from a risk standpoint and making sure it matches up. To do that, that's a quick giveaway that can get you moving in the right direction. Text the three letters SHP to the number 21,000 now. All right, so Matt, this show we always kind of leave with our top one or two takeaways. Mm-hmm. You talked about earlier, which is amazing to me, as you know, as I'm holding up a binder here, we have a binder that our clients receive that it's a written plan. And our clients go online to their SHP portal. All of our clients listening know exactly what we're talking about. They can see their assets all in one spot, their plan, their performance, their statements, kind of all in one spot.
Yep.
And when you looked at that study from Vanguard, for folks that have between, I think, 0 to 1 million, about 50% or so of those clients, or those people that, like yourself listening right now, about 50% of you have a written plan. And if you have 1 to 5 million of assets, it's about 60-something percent. But imagine that, only 50 to 60% for some folks that have in the, you know, a couple hundred thousand to 5 million range have a written plan. It's amazing where most people think that their plan is just their investments. Well, I have a bunch of investments. I have 401k. Mm-hmm. That's just the vehicle. And the vehicle is what you have is your investments. The destination is, where do you want to go? Do you want to retire? Do you want to travel? Do you want to leave to charities money? Do you want to help your kids? What do you want to do in retirement? And I equate that to, like, let's say you're leaving Massachusetts and your goal is to get to California. Well, having just a pile of investments and having someone that just manages your money for you is similar to having a car. Here's your car. Good luck getting to California. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be looking at that person who gave me the car and said, this is great, but like, what's the best way to get there? What's the most efficient way? And I'll let you take it from here and I'll wrap it up. But I think it's so important to plan.
I mean, and that's the thing too. I mean, think about all the decisions that you need to make. And you know, Derek, you did a great job of sort of highlighting them. And so we were kind of going back to that analogy, because when you're driving from, you know, so let's say Boston to California, you're going to have all these similar questions, or so all these similar decisions that need to be made. You know, like, for example, you know, are we going to drive north and go through Ohio and Chicago and that area, or go through the Midwest and go through St. Louis? Or are we going to take the southern route? And, you know, are we going to how fast we want to get there. Do we want to get to retirement as fast as can, and we don't mind if we're hitting, the pedal to the metal? Or do we want to take our time, getting there and maybe take a little bit more, vacation time while I'm working, because I kind of like what I do? I mean, those are just some sort of brief examples of all the questions and decisions that need to be made as you're driving from one place to the other. And, it's very similar to retirement. When do you take Social Security? Do you take it now? Do you take it later? How much do you want to spend? How much is that going to cost? How important is legacy? I think that's one of the biggest things I run into. People want to retire for themselves, but they also want to leave something behind, and where do you find that balance between living for yourself and for the next generation? And these are just questions that are on the road, that if you're not getting this type of coaching, if you're not getting this type of questions to say, hey, how do you feel about this? Because there's no right or wrong answer, then basically you're not really getting much value.
And just like Matt, if you're going to California, you're going to have a roadmap. And then as you're going, the roadmap's going to change. So, hey, by the way, alert, there's a tornado in Kansas. You might want to go around it because that'll derail your trip.
Right.
Just like a tornado in the financial markets might derail your retirement. So how do we plan for that? And so that's what we mean about true financial planning. At SHP Financial, our clients have a written plan. They have a retirement roadmap so they can properly have a complete plan to get them to and through retirement. Maybe you're listening and you say, I don't have any of this and I need help. You'd be a good candidate to call. Maybe you're listening and you say, I have a plan, but I have an advisor I've worked with for a while. I just want to make sure my plan's complete, or maybe I'm missing some things and it might be incomplete. It would make sense for you to call to come in for a review. And even if you do all this yourself and you have a pretty good understanding, it would still make sense to come in for a review because maybe you're missing something within your plan. Maybe you're missing a recent tax law change or a healthcare situation that you might want to know about. Take us up on the offer. The only requirement we have is that you're good, nice people and that you take this as seriously as we do. If so, take us up on the offer for a complete retirement roadmap review. We have offices in Plymouth, Woburn, Hyannis, Westboro, and Braintree. Call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can also visit us online at shpfinancial.com. You can get a ton of good information and educational information there, as well as you can book a review at one of our offices at that site. Again, shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for your support, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.